after What's on Your Mind. Mine is the voice you haven't heard in a week and a half. Or 2 weeks, I guess, because I did take some time before the wedding. Todd Mitchell and for Scott Hannon, who's off in a scholarship ceremony. His Brainiac son is getting recognized as he should be. What we have to do is do a DNA test to discover, does this have anything to do genetically with Scott? Or is he picking on him while he's gone? How unfair. It's What's on Your Mind at 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Representative Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, on the way. So where have I been the last couple of weeks? Got married? Had a honeymoon? Sat in the Cancun sun for a week? And then stood outside in a Denver winter storm for a night. I can feel the cold coming on now. Something tells me I'm not the only person. In fact, I'm thinking Kevin Cramer probably has far more travel horror stories than me, if for no other reason he simply travels 100 times as much as me and 10 times as much as the average person. But you can imagine, you know, if you fly to Mexico in, say, January, February, maybe March, maybe even April, you're still psychologically kind of ready to come back to maybe some cold, maybe even some snow. I think you reach a point somewhere along the line, and I guess for me it's mid-May, where the expectation is I'm not going to have to pack my winter coat. I won't need it. Ugh. And then we get to Denver, where it had been 75 degrees just a day and a half earlier, and where it was going to get to the 70s a few days later, but I managed to catch it in between with 30 and snowing and windy and ugh. So, all right, here, off the soapbox. I'm going to get off the soapbox. Representative Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall here on What's in Your Mind. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Todd. I understand we're going it alone.
We're going it alone. Scott is...
I bet we're up to it.
we are up to it. No question. Now, and, you know, Scott's kid's only going to get into college once, and then he's going to go through college. Will Dad have been there or not for him? I think Dad needs to be there, don't you?
Oh, he is in the right place. He's got the right priorities. Absolutely. In fact, I'm actually on my way to Fargo myself. I'm doing a speech at noon to the North Dakota Motor Carriers Convention. They've asked me to do a luncheon welcome, and then going over to meet with the North Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. Is also asked me to come and speak to them and meet with them and talk about their issues. And I actually have Alex's graduation gift in the car with me because I'm not going to be able to make his commencement this weekend at Shanley. But I hope to see Scott and Alex and pass along the gift. So we're all kind of on the same page today.
I'm guessing you've got more travel horror stories than I do, so what's your worst?
Well,
what's the worst that ever happened?
I don't know. You know, I've had a lot of... I did spend the night one time when I was much younger on I-29 in the middle of a blizzard where a whole bunch of people were stranded back in the late 80s, I think it was, maybe early 90s. And before cell phones, but through radio, a lot of people were able to communicate with one another, and it was really quite something. So that's my worst. But as a politician, I would just say that it's probably relates to the soreness of various parts of their body after days of driving. But with internet and iPhones and iPads, it's amazing how productive you can be in the car nowadays. So that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, and in-flight Wi-Fi and stuff. I mean, holy cow, have we come far, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. You know what's funny? When you talk about in-flight Wi-Fi, I've only been in Congress 16 months, and Delta did not have in-flight Wi-Fi in the very early. At least I didn't have it. And I spent all the time on the airplanes signing my correspondence, which was very productive. Well, then I got Wi-Fi, and now I sign all my correspondence, and they do all my emails on the airplane. So that's very productive. It does make traveling a lot more tolerable, I suppose. I wouldn't say pleasurable, but tolerable.
Other side of the coin is at least you used to have that time where you could shut down and, I don't know, take a nap, whatever, but yeah. Now you don't have that excuse anymore.
Let me tell you, I'm not above doing it, just so you know. If anybody sees me sleeping on an airplane, you could strap me to the wing and I could sleep on an airplane. So,
kind of like that old, your call's breaking up. You could always say, well, you know, try getting on the plane and they can't prove you couldn't get on, right?
That's right. No, that's exactly right. But anyway, so we're productive today traveling while doing What's on Your Mind in Radio Town Hall. So
1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Representative Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So Representative Kramer, feds released hundreds of immigrant murderers, drunk drivers, sex crimes, convicts. Why?
Well, you know, I couldn't begin to answer why this administration does the things that they do. I can only read their reasoning for it and their excuses for it. You know, I think most North Dakotans want, you know, immigration reform. But the type of reform we want is the type that, that protects our borders, protects our workers from unfair competition, that acknowledges the role that immigration plays in our economy and our workforce in a way that honors legal immigration, in a way that even expands legal immigration into the areas where we need it. Well, you know, in the high tech areas, perhaps in farming, but we also need coupled with that, Todd, we need reforms to our education system that provides the right incentives and the right options for our own students and our own citizens to meet the demands of our workforce and meet the demands of our economy so that we're raising up the technology experts, the IT experts, the engineers, as well as the aerospace scientists and environmental scientists, and of course the skilled workforce that is in such high demand in places like North Dakota and other places, rather than biasing against it. So we've got a lot to do on immigration reform. I don't think any of it's going to get done this year because, frankly, we have a trust problem with our administration, and the actions that you just talked about get exactly to that point. This is why I know there are a lot of people frustrated with Republicans not taking up immigration reform, but the reason we don't take it up is because there's a lack of trust with this administration's willingness and ability to enforce the laws that we already have, much less new laws. So until that trust is restored, I think we're going to have a hard time doing immigration reform.
There certainly isn't the stigma of a Mexican in an American jail versus an American in a Mexican jail. That's for sure.
That's for sure true. And we don't want, and clearly we're
no,
a better
we
country.
Don't.
But you're right, Todd. You're exactly right. If, you know, America is still, we still have the most liberal immigration laws in the world. 1 million immigrants come to the United States every year. The problem that we have with that million is it's really a lottery system. We do not have an immigration system that fits the demands of our economy and our workforce. For example, in the United States, only about 12% of our immigrants come here based on a skill set or an education background that meets our economic needs. In places like Canada and several parts of Europe and other countries, it's 60% of their legal immigration is tied directly to their workforce demand and their economic needs. So we can do a much better job on the legal immigration side than we're doing. But even that's going to be hard to reform until there's some trust built up with the administration and the release of immigrants who not only are here illegally, they're undocumented workers, but while they're here illegally, participate in other illegal activity. That's a major problem.
Wayne's listening to KFIRE 550 in Newtown. Wayne, what's on your mind for Representative Kevin Kramer?
Well, first off, I want to say appreciate your service, Congressman. I wish more politicians would view it as not a politician, but as a public servant, because that is the position you hold. And as far as immigration reform, I'm really tired of hearing about immigration reform. Let's uphold the laws we have on the books for a period of time, and then let's look at the problems we have with the immigration system and adjust them accordingly. But before we can start doing a reform bill, we need to uphold the laws. We need to enforce our border protection and do what is already on the books. Everybody wants to write all these new laws. Well, how, as an American citizen, when I have the top law enforcement officer of the United States tell all the state attorney generals, well, if you don't like a law, just don't uphold it. How am I to be able to get behind an immigration reform bill?
Wayne, hold that thought. We're going to hit the break, and we're going to come out of the break with your answer and what's in your mind.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass, south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Is What's on Your Mind. I am Senor Todd Mitchell, fresh from Mexico and Denver Blizzard. Scott Hennen off for the rest of the day as he's attending a little ceremony for a nice scholarship for his son to go get that education and become a real contributor in the workforce, or whatever he's going to do with it. I guess not every college degree ends up doing that, I suppose. What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall, Representative Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Don't forget, any time, so like after the show, if you think, I got a question, you can call any time, 3 in the morning. You're not going to wake anybody up. It'll, well, you might. You never know. 1-855-200-1776. Hit option one, and you can leave a message anytime for anything on What's in Your Mind, 1-855-200-1776. Been talking with Wayne from Newtown. Wayne, why don't you kind of complete your thought there, and we can get an answer from Representative Kramer.
So what I was saying is that how can I, as a law-abiding citizen who follows the laws, pays my taxes, to work hard, to make a living, get behind a bill to reform immigration when it's not even being, the current laws aren't even being upheld, and our law enforcement on our borders in Arizona, I mean, everybody's seen the fight, their hands are being tied from enforcing current laws. You know, we need to, let's uphold the laws that we have and then discuss reforming, you know, fixing the bad parts of it.
Well, Wayne, thank you, first of all, for your call and for your statement, because you just articulated beautifully the biggest problem we have right now between Congress. Enforcement of this president. And it's not a new issue, by the way. This goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan, the last time they had immigration reform. You know, as much as we love Ronald Reagan, he didn't enforce border laws, and consequently, you know, we've had an influx of illegal immigration. I will say right now, your point about the Attorney General and the President and border states is really at the root of the problem. Currently, instead of encouraging states to uphold the law, our Attorney General sues states. They file charges. They literally sue border states who try to enforce their own immigration laws, which I think is a breach of the sovereignty of the state, first of all. But it's certainly wrongheaded. One of the specific bills that House Republicans have passed out of committee relating to immigration, what it does is it's called the SAFE Act, and it instead of encouraging the federal government or the Justice Department to sue states, what it does is it gives states, empowers states to pass their own laws, and counties as well along the border, pass their own immigration laws as long as they're consistent with federal laws, and then encourages them to enforce them and even helps them to enforce these laws. See, by making them their laws, it's their jurisdiction, not just federal jurisdiction. So they have joint jurisdiction, and we provide the resources to allow them to enforce their own laws, taking it out of the hands of Washington bureaucrats and, frankly, people who are a long ways from the problem, and puts it in the hands of the people who know the problem. So Wayne is right on point, Todd. It is a lack of trust. He doesn't trust it. We want to see more trust before we pass these reforms, as we call them. But he articulated perfectly. It's the frustration a lot of us have with immigration issues today.
What's on your mind? Representative Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Or, for example, this off-air caller. Go ahead.
So, what's on your mind? I got a question for the Representative Kramer. Are those illegals the U.S. government let out of jail? Did the Chamber of Commerce and big business have them released for illegal workers or slaves or big business? And is that why the illegal immigration does not get solved? I believe that's what's happening here. So they need workers down there, big business. Okay, bye.
Okay, so as I understand the caller, first of all, I think what he's saying is were they released due to pressure from or the encouragement at least of, I think he referenced the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or other big business. I seriously doubt that that's why they were released, but the connection is not completely without some merit, of course, because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business organizations do support immigration reform, but they certainly don't support illegal immigration. And I think that's a very clear distinction that needs to be articulated. They advocate for reforms to things like H-1B visa program, which is for technical workers. They advocate for H-2A to be some reform that is aimed more at farm workers, seasonal workers, construction jobs as well, in industries that require, that need more of a workforce that isn't being filled by citizen workers. But they do not advocate, at least no group has ever advocated to me, for the release of illegal immigrants. So it's a very important distinction that we need to draw in fairness. What business often advocates for, and what I frankly support as well, is looking at our immigration system and seeing where are those pockets of need that are not being met by our own citizen workers. And H-1B is one of them. But there's other reforms even related. Let's just take Microsoft as an example, which has many thousands of software engineers and others that are legal immigrants that come to our United States, in many cases, to get a good education from our university system and then remain or leave and come back and bring their families. In many cases, their spouse is not able to get a job because they aren't the right type of an immigrant. Well, here are productive members of our society buying homes, spending money, generating tax revenue, raising their children in our education system, some of the best members of society that we have, and their spouse is unable to be as productive as they'd like to be because of our, you know, messed up immigration system. That's punishing that's punishing the productive legal immigrants in a way that's punitive to them without dealing with the illegal immigration side of the formula. So I think we're talking somewhat apples to oranges, but I also understand the caller's frustration over the whole issue.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall, Representative Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and this off-air caller.
Hello, this is Karen June. Congratulations to your nice son. I'd like Kevin Kramer to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. Goodbye.
In case you're just tuning in, Scott Hennin's son is getting a scholarship. There's a ceremony going on. And tell you what, when we get back, Representative Kramer will address Keystone XL and much more in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Get your call in, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Talk Radio Town Hall, Representative Kevin Kramer. More What's on Your Mind on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry. I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The hour. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Claude Mitchell. Been gone for a couple of weeks. I'm going to see if I can figure out how to do this radio thing. Scott Henin back tomorrow as he's off at a ceremony with his son getting a nice scholarship and stuff. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Representative Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You could also drop an email in. Representative Kramer, how about that Keystone bill failing in the Senate? What in the world?
What in the world is right? That Senate is a pretty unproductive body. We keep sending them good things, and they just keep doing nothing. But it's obviously very politically charged. The president clearly hates oil and clearly hates fossil fuels and clearly does not want to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. In the House, many months ago, a bill that I co-sponsored called the Northern Route Approval Act deemed the Keystone XL permitted. It's the most studied and analyzed environmentally sound pipeline in the history of the world. Why the president's opposed to it, I guess because his good friend Daryl Hannah thinks she's the vice president or something, and He caters to Hollywood. But Harry Reid has gotten himself embroiled again in this some other issues related to energy development, and just they've just not been able, evidently, to either get a vote or get a clean vote or get 60 votes to pass it. You know, they can have a vote on it, but if they don't get 60 votes, it fails, and the measure of success should be passing it, not just simply voting on it. It's hurting us badly. Let's face it. Had the Keystone XL pipeline been approved in the same manner that the first Keystone pipeline was approved, which I'm happy to say I helped cite as a member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and it was operational today, we would have 15% fewer trains hauling oil out of North Dakota, and that would be 15% more of our agricultural products we would be able to get out of North Dakota and get to market. That's how significant the Keystone XL pipeline is to North Dakota, never mind what it does for overall North American energy security, jobs creation, growing our economy, bringing our soldiers home from the Middle East and allowing us to be energy secure and setting the tone for energy development in our country and in our world. It's a really big issue, the lack of support from the administration and Harry Reid in the Senate. But this is no reflection on our senators who both support it. John Hoeven has absolutely led the charge in the Senate, convincing every Republican and several Democrats to support it, but not getting any cooperation from the leadership on that side. So it's a problem, to say the least, and we need to get it done.
Full bank of phones, Representative Kevin Kramer, but first the BNSF rail delays. Where are we? What's an update on that?
Well, you know, it continues to be a delay, not just BNSF, but CP Rail, with relation to moving agricultural products or commodities out. I will say we've seen tremendous success on getting the inputs to North Dakota. So I monitor every week. So at the very least, we have full transparency by the railroads on where they are in terms of delivery of cars and product. With regard to fertilizer for spring planting, as recently as first of this week, BNSF had 32 of the 52 promised trains had already delivered, meaning, of course, there's several more on the way. Perhaps, you know, by now there are even some more delivered. So they're right on schedule, a little bit ahead of schedule in terms of delivering fertilizer for the spring planting. With regard to moving product out, we saw a pretty robust couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks, in terms of velocity, but obviously delivery of cars is still way behind. While a little bit of progress is being made, much more needs to be made. They've made the commitment, of course, to get last year's crop to market before this year's crop comes in. But in the meantime, we are seeing we're seeing some problems, especially with corn. One of the things that's caused this problem, in addition to you know, overwhelming demand for the rails, is that last year's crop was very late, it was big, and it was very wet. And so the perishability of things like corn, for example, is starting to really show up in the bins, and that discounts the corn. Of course, we're seeing real price problems. We're seeing basis points spread. But, you know, those of you that are in the marketing business, you understand the relevance of basis points, missed vessels at the ports. So there are just a lot of problems with it. But again, we're seeing some progress. The really good news, of course, is that BNSF is making a huge and has made a huge commitment to building out the infrastructure, $400 million this year in North Dakota alone, in double tracking, which will certainly free up a lot of that constraint and the bottlenecks we're seeing. So in a few years, we're going to look back and say, well, this is great. In the meantime, it's like doing road construction in front of your store where none of your customers can get there. It's a problem. So some progress. I would say on the transportation front, one of the questions, Todd, I would like for people to think about, certainly call in on, if you know, either today or on the off air line or next week, perhaps, with the passage of the Water Resources Development Act now coming, being imminent, perhaps this, you know, next week, with the Conference Committee finishing its report, the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is going to take up the highway bill. The Highway Trust Fund is broke. It's, you know, the highway authorization bill is expires in after August of this year. We have a huge highway construction needs, not only in North Dakota but across the country. With the, you know, the Highway Trust Fund not doing very well because, of course, vehicles are so much more efficient these days that the highway, the gas tax, fuel tax, surcharges are not anywhere near keeping up with the demands on the highways. I would be very interested in knowing how people feel about potential of a tax increase or surcharge on fuel that would be permanent to continue to fund the Highway Trust Fund if it was 100% of it was locked up solely for highway construction and maintenance in the United States. When the federal fuel tax, which is 18.3 cents per gallon, when that was first passed, when Ronald Reagan was president, gas was a dollar a gallon. It's obviously that at that time it was an 18% tax. Today it's still 18.3 cents, but it's on $3.50 worth and less demand for the fuel. We have a huge problem. I would be honestly interested to hear people's feedback on how they feel about a potential fuel tax increase that would be locked up specifically for development of our highways.
Representative Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's in Your Mind. Stuart, listening to K-Fire 550 in Bellefield. Stuart, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate taking time to do this Town Hall, Kevin Kramer. My question is how – I got two things here. First thing is how can you have reform when you have the Department of Homeland Security taking forever to approve visa applications? They take a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. And the Homeland Security, like much of the bureaucracy, is very, very slow. Should we talk about VA? We could talk about, you know, EPA. You're exactly right, Stuart. That is the problem. One of the things in reform that we want to see, of course, is a streamlining of that process, including, by the way, for replacing and incenting the paper process with E-Verify, because the paper process for some workers, take especially construction and or
agricultural workers, it can take months, whereas E-Verify, which you can do on your phone, takes seconds. You can do in 90 seconds what Homeland Security, for example, could take over the course of months to do. So very good point, and it's one of the issues that requires reform if we're ever going to get any.
My second question is what is the visa waiver program? Do you know what the requirements are for a country to get on the visa waiver program?
Great question, Stuart, and I have to honestly tell you I do not know, and if I was to start talking, I'd only be guessing and speculating, but I'll have somebody on my team check that out, and we'll either answer it by the end of the day or we'll provide an answer next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Stan in Gwinner, listening to AM 1100 The Flag. Stan, what's on your mind?
I can't believe anyone is considering immigration reform with this administration in, period.
Well, I think, again, Stan is articulating the same point that Wayne had made earlier, and that is with this administration, the lack of trust makes it difficult to do reforms. In fact, which is why the first reforms would be to hold the administration accountable. For example, I talked earlier about the STATE Act, which would empower states to enforce the laws since we can't trust the federal government to. The other one that the House Republican Judiciary Committee has passed out is one regarding border security, which would take border security away from the administration, or at least the measurement of it, put it with a third party, perhaps the Government Accounting Office, which, by the way, does a very good job for the most part, of measuring and accounting for benchmarks and saying no reform can take place until border security measurements are met. In other words, are you, in fact, meeting the benchmarks that we've set at the border in not allowing illegal immigration,
sir,
to continue?
I can't believe that you think that empowering the states. Look at Janet Brewer, the lawsuits that they've had by the federal government.
Right. But that's my point.
Absolutely do nothing until that administration's out, period. I can't see how you can even consider it. The Democrats have made such fools out of the Republicans, it isn't funny.
I think you and I are saying the same thing, but you're saying we should just not pass laws until Barack. See, here's part of the problem is that
that's
if
right.
we don't do anything, then we empower him all the more. That's the point. If we don't ever forward ideas that improve
anything that you have done is empower him more.
I guess I would. Could you give me an example of that?
Government. You shut down the government and then fold. Take the full blame, and nothing was done.
Well, let me give you one example with the government shutdown that actually was a victory. Remember when on October 1st, or roughly thereabouts, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, put out an executive order saying, if you want the premium subsidy...
All right, tell you what, hold that thought.
Okay,
we got
that.
A break.
No.
Hard time.
Yep.
More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The hour. What's in your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall Lightning Round. Representative Kevin Kramer, why don't you wrap up your thoughts there with Stan's
sure.
phone call?
Stan from Gwinner's concern and skepticism about this administration's willingness to enforce the law is well grounded and founded. I mean, he's right on point. My concern is that if the House of Representatives doesn't continue at the very least to do our oversight, which is why we know a lot of the things we know about this administration, because of our oversight responsibilities. But if we don't continue to forward good ideas and force, in many cases, votes on things that would improve border security, then we're just giving him a free rein to do, you know, to do whatever he wants. With regard to the border itself, the idea of putting a third party in charge of the border or empowering states, what we want to do is remove Eric Holder and Barack Obama's ability to sue a state, but rather force the resources to encourage them to enforce their own laws. So we're not going to take it up this year. I think that's pretty clear. But we can't just do nothing for 3 years because Barack Obama is a bad president. We have to keep working to improve our country.
Fred's listening to K-Fire 550 in Wing. Fred, what is on your mind?
Well, good morning, guys.
Hi, Fred.
Thank you again, Kevin, for doing this and being faithful with it. That's great. My question is something that's really been on my mind about if we do get some Republicans elected this time and we have a Republican president.
Yeah.
how deep can we go in replacing the people who are in the bureaucracy surrounding the presidency?
Fred, you asked the question that haunts me every day. And in fact, I just had a discussion this morning with one of my staff members on this very point. So let's say we take the Senate. Let's take, say, Republicans get the presidency. We have it all. How far can you go in the EPA? So the EPA won a fight yesterday in the courts. Implementation of Clean Air Bills, Clean Air Act, in that a very liberal environmental group wanted to the EPA to include in clean air compliance. The EPA refused to do it. They sued, and the EPA won the lawsuit, and here's the reason they gave. They said, because we don't have the resources to include coal mining in emissions standards regulation. And I said, hallelujah. If we can't go deep enough within the administration to remove the bureaucracy, we can certainly do it with a majority by cutting their budget so deep that they have to remove the obstacles known as bureaucrats. And then we have to pass the laws so that they don't use as an excuse, we can't issue your permit or we can't issue your certificate because we don't have enough people to do the work. I want to cut their workforce and cut their workload, and we can do that legislatively because we probably would have a hard time digging deep enough in the bureaucracy to just fire people. But we can do it through the budget. Great question.
But what is the, say the president, when he takes office, is it lawful to let people go because of their political ways?
You can only go so deep, Fred. So your point is, you can get rid of obviously the administrator, you can get rid of a lot of the deputy administrators, maybe even some, assistance to deputies, but you can't go deep enough to do the kind of things we need to do to overturn things. As a friend of ours often says, the EPA was hard to deal with when they were our guys. They're impossible to deal with now. That's largely because of the bureaucracy. And by the way, this gets to really the fundamental problem at the IRS, EPA, every other Corps of Engineers, every other bureaucracy you want to talk about, is when the government gets so big, it just naturally becomes this way. Look at the Veterans Administration. You also have, with all due respect, the Public Employees Union, which in many parts of the country is so strong that at several VA clinics and hospitals, when my colleagues are going and try to talk about reform at the VA, the union representative is sitting in the room and the administrator can't even talk until that rep says, gives them the green light to talk about it. They actually encourage slowing down the process so they can get more overtime. They encourage backlogs. And get more overtime. Now, we don't have that in North Dakota. Our public employees are the best in the country, not surprisingly, because we have a culture of work in our state. That's not everywhere. So, Fred, to get to the root of it, no, the president can't just do it on his own. It requires budget cuts, appropriations cuts, and legal and legislative action.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure glad that you guys are concerned about it because it really seems to be a big concern coming up, and I thank you for addressing it, sir.
I agree, sir. Thank you.
All right, 10:54, the lightning round. Brent, listening to K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm not totally against the Keystone Pipeline, but I was just wondering why we have to go to the tar sands in Canada.
Sure.
It doesn't economically make sense because they constantly run machinery, let alone use the thousands of gallons of water to extract a barrel of oil.
Sure. Okay, Brent brings up a very important point about how we produce the oil sands. I say we, not me, but how they do it and why do we have to go there in the first place. And I think it's a good point. Part of it is, of course, that in our own country, we've stifled development in a lot of places where we have a lot of oil. Offshore, certainly. Some states have chosen to, and that's their choice. California is one, for example. Alaska is another one. But a lot of the federal resources that are under federal grounds are nearly impossible to get at. So we have restricted our own development to a great degree. Secondly, the other sources, of course, are from foreign governments that are much less friendly to us than Canada.
Going to have to leave it there. Scott Henin back tomorrow. Todd Mitchell and my Denver cold will return to What's on Your Mind.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.